God speaks to those people who will listen, but he's also looking for people who will believe in what he's saying and will believe it enough to obey it. Consider Abram in the Old Testament. He was the one that was renamed by God Abraham. Listen to the 12th chapter of Genesis, the first verse. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get you out of your country, and from your family, and from your father's house, into a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you. And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Let's consider Abraham for a moment. Abram, as his name is in this passage, he did not have the law, the Ten Commandments. He did not have any scripture. All he had were the traditions that were handed down from father to son, to son to son, about how the Lord made the earth, and how Adam and Eve were the first people, and how they sinned against him, and how God sent a flood against the whole world because the world had become violent. Abram did not have anything but God's promise. And God came to him in some way and spoke to him, and he spoke to Abraham because Abraham believed God. He believed this promise that he would become a great nation, and in him all the families of the earth would be blessed. And he believed God enough to obey him and to indeed move away from his country, not knowing where he was going to go, but trusting that God would lead him into the land that God was going to give him. That is why Abraham is called the father of all those who have faith in God, both Jew and Christian alike. Let's pray. Father, I ask that you would communicate with me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you would fill me with a knowledge of your will for my life for today. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless me today. And I believe in you. I believe in your word. So would you show me? And I pray, O Lord God, that you would give me grace and strength and courage that I may do your will. For when I am weak, you are strong in me. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.